Well, let me put you on hold for a second, as it were, Jeremy, because I'm told we have Benjamin Netanyahu, former Israeli Prime Minister, leader of the opposition Likud party, on the line. Mr. Netanyahu, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What do you make of the Lebanese position on the military withdrawal, and why are you not prepared to say, in order to facilitate this withdrawal, we will give you this ceasefire, we will give you an undertaking, the moment it's signed, we'll pull our forces out?
I cannot speak directly for the government. I have expressed support for the government's goals, which are to disarm Hezbollah, as UN Resolution 1559 says, remove the missile threat and return our kidnapped soldiers to Israel. So these are goals that unite the entire country. Does this resolution achieve these basic goals? I don't know. I mean, I was UN ambassador for 4 years for Israel. And, you know, by the time these things are actually brought to a vote, they undergo maybe 15, 20 revolutions, changes of draft. So I wouldn't be so sure that we're looking at the final draft.
But as it stands, that final draft gives Israel pretty much what it wants. I mean, it's as though Israel has won the war, which it hasn't.
Well, I hope that's reflected in the situation on the ground, because at the end we had a perfectly good resolution, Resolution 1559. It couldn't have been worded better. Hezbollah should be disarmed. The Lebanese army should fan to the south and take its place. Perfect. Okay, we had a UN resolution, a perfect UN resolution.
And things have happened since then. Israel has attacked Lebanon in a way that many people are deeply surprised and dismayed by.
No, Israel has not attacked Lebanon. Israel was attacked from Lebanon.
And responded by attacking Lebanon in return.
Right. And the one question, and I think about Israel's right of self-defense and going after the sources of fire and rockets on our cities, is something I think people generally agree. The argument I hear most often is the question of proportionality.
Precisely.
Well, all right, then the only way we can judge proportionality is by precedent. We can judge it compared to other such instances. When I bring up, and this is the typical response, when I bring up the fact that there's only one other Western city that has been rocketed by thousands of rockets, roughly the same number of rockets that we've suffered. We've suffered about 3,000. In London, during World War II, you suffered 4,000. The response of the British government at the time, led by Churchill, was to level German cities.
I'm sorry, we were in the middle of a world war.
Yes.
And we were fighting for our survival. You will argue, obviously, that Israel is fighting for its survival, but the comparison between the two is a strange one, isn't it?
No, I don't think so, because Hezbollah says that it's out to wipe Israel off the map of the earth. Its patron, without whose help it doesn't last 2 days, Iran. Iran, by the way, trains all Hezbollah fighters on Iranian soil, arms them with Iranian weapons. Some of the missiles are controlled by Iranian officers. Iran says that it's going to wipe us off the face of the earth, so I think that's pretty Hitlerian. But nevertheless, Hitler
wanted to take over the entire continent of Europe and was making a pretty good fist of it at the time, quite apart from wiping out millions of Jews.
You're not listening to what they're saying. That's the difference between us. I read them every day. They say they want to resurrect. They're mad, absolutely bonkers, but so is Hitler. They say that their goal is first to wipe Israel out. That's the first Western base. But they really want to resurrect the old Islamic reign from Spain to the Middle East.
But that is not the ambition of the Lebanese government. It is Lebanon you're attacking.
Lebanon is not a factor in this. I hate to say this. Lebanon is no longer...
People who live in there, the million people who've been displaced, apart from all those who killed, they're
well,
not
Lebanon, Lebanon, the Lebanese government, which we hope would finally govern the country, for the sake of the Lebanese as much as for us, has effectively lost control by an Iranian state within the state, Hezbollah. And it is with Hezbollah that we're fighting, not the people of Lebanon. They've implanted themselves in cities. And so, by the way, the only other precedent, you said this is World War II. Fine, let's go to the present. British and American pilots have been fighting embedded terrorists, embedded in civilian areas in Afghanistan and in Iraq, and you know what has happened there, and to civilian casualties, and I don't fault them. I think they have no choice, as General Mike Jackson said yesterday on the BBC, speaking about Israel. We have no choice. You have no choice.
So,
and in Kosovo, you know the number of civilian casualties. So I think this is not a double standard. I think this is a triple standard applied to Israel. One standard for the terrorists, one standard for the democracies, and still a third standard for a beleaguered democracy, Israel, fighting for its life and the life of its citizens.
So you will continue to attack Lebanon in the way that you are doing, notwithstanding international pressure. Is that what you're saying?
I think that we have to remove the threat. Just to have a ceasefire, I think, is recognized in all responsible circles. would be an aspirin for cancer. You really have to excise the tumor. The tumor is the Iranian insertion of Hezbollah there and its support. Hezbollah doesn't last 2 days without Iran and Syria.
Let me ask you this question. When is Hezbollah rockets from Lebanon, land in Israel and kill Israeli citizens, the attitude of your country is to stiffen its resolve, isn't it? It's to say, we're going to pay these people back. We're going to fight them. We're going to be tougher and firmer in future because of what they have done to us. Why do you not anticipate that precise same reaction in countries and people that you attack?
Oh, I suppose you could make that argument, but the real question is, what is this? Why are they attacking us? What is it that we've done to them? After all, we've left every last square inch of Lebanon, and they were supposed to dismantle themselves, Hezbollah. We've left every square inch of Gaza, and they're rocketing us. In fact, rocketing more from both places. And when you ask them, which you don't, but we hear them, when they're asked, Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, has said, why are we rocketing them? He said, because we're rocketing the occupied settlements of occupied Palestine. Hello? What is that? Tiberias, Haifa, Safed, Akko, which means Israel. Israel, in their view, you see, this is the main point, which obviously is uncomfortable to hear, because it's so politically incorrect and so wild on their part. What they're saying is that the very existence of Israel in any boundary, you can get out of the West Bank, you get out of Lebanon, you get out of Gaza, until you get out of Tel Aviv, it doesn't suit them. This is Hitlerian.
But
Mr.
Netanyahu, you're not winning this war, are you?
It depends on you. We could win it physically, militarily. We haven't won it yet, and we should. And you didn't win World War II right away either. But I don't know what would have happened if you had cameras in Coventry or in Dresden. In fact, I do know. I think Churchill would have lost the war. Now, we know that lesson is important. You may not agree with me, but I'm telling you, you will find out that the mad Shiite ideology, the fantasy ideology that is governing Iran and its proxy now in Lebanon, and also its ally Hamas, a Sunni proxy in Gaza, this is meant not merely to dislodge Israel. They don't hate the West because of Israel. Their hatred precedes the establishment of Israel by hundreds of years. They hate Israel because of the West. If they were to get done with us, they'd get on to you. Listen to them. You didn't listen to another Hitlerian thing. They started with the Jews. You thought it was only with the Jews. They went on to catch the entire world by fire. This is what these people plan. That's why Iran's atomic bombs have missiles. The ones they're building have missiles that far outreach Israel and can reach London. Why do they need missiles that reach London?
Benjamin Netanyahu must end it there. Thank you for that. Jeremy Bowen, what do you make of all that?